Page 10. Reading. Read and listen. Who uses English?
This is Mitsuhiko Tanaka, a computer programmer at an international publishing company in Japan. He is originally from Sendai, but he works at his company's offices in Tokyo now, where he lives with his wife, Tomiko, and their young son, Hiro.
English is very important in our work. We use it to communicate with colleagues who speak many different languages at our offices all over the world,
says Mr. Tanaka.
We also get visitors several times each year, so we use English for our meetings.
At home, Mr. Tanaka gets new ideas about computing from websites in English on the internet. He also uses his English in social media to keep in touch with friends all over the world.
Meet Leticia Marcus. She works as a financial manager for a Swedish automotive company in Curitiba, Brazil, where she was born and raised. She is single and lives with her parents.
I use English every day,
Ms. Marcus says.
We use it in most of our emails and meetings and for calls to Sweden, the US, and France.
In her free time, she likes to watch movies in English.
It's good for my pronunciation,
she says.
This is Hamza Itani, an executive assistant at a 4-star hotel in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. Mr. Itani lives in Dubai now, but his hometown is the city of Beirut in Lebanon. At his job in Dubai, he uses English every day. Business travelers and tourists from many different countries stay at the hotel, and English is the most common language they communicate in.
Sometimes our guests need a tour guide, and if I'm not too busy, I use the opportunity to practice my English.
When he's not at work, Mr. Itani enjoys watching English language TV.
It helps me a lot,
he says. Mr. Itani is married and has a 1-year-old son.